This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Big political news this morning from Long Island. Peter King, one of the longest-serving congressmen in our area, is not seeking re-election next year. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live with the reason behind this decision, Marla.
And the Republican representative of the South Shore of Long Island says he will retire at the end of his 14th term in Congress. King, who is 75, says he and his wife are in excellent health, but he feels it's time to spend more time with his family, visiting with his daughter in North Carolina and his grandchild. King says he's going out on a high note.
My polling showed I was in as good a shape as I've ever been, and I thought it was just, if I am going to finally tire from it and open up a new chapter, this was the time to do it. There's no magic reason. But if there's one overriding reason, I would say it was the fact that my daughter had moved to North Carolina.
King, who is on the House Homeland Security Committee and once served as its chairman, joined with Democrats to bring billions to New York after 9/11 and Hurricane Sandy. In a statement, King, who represents a largely Republican district, says he'll vote against President Trump's impeachment in the House and will support his bid for re-election.
And the president is part of the 2019 New York City Veterans Day commemoration. The parade starts at noon. Before that, we'll be hearing from the president. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more. He's live this morning at Madison Square Park in Manhattan. Sean.
Yes, a historic moment for New York City's Veterans Day Parade. It's the 100th. It's a red, white, and blue affair. For the first time, a sitting U.S. president will pay tribute. Nick Angione with the United War Veterans Council.
Invitations always go out to the Commander-in-Chief, yes. For as far back as we've had records and know, we've always extended that invitation. This year, we are, you know, again, honored, excited. It's a big deal to say it plainly. So it's definitely something that amped up the Veterans Parade.
And Joan asks that all parties sheathe their political swords for the day. President Trump can be a polarizing figure, especially in his former hometown, New York City. Parade organizers ask that the focus today be on veterans. The president will offer remarks and lay a wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial in Madison Square Park. Live in the Flatiron, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
He's up for Rookie of the Year, but one thing seems certain, that Pete Alonso has a special place in the heart of New Yorkers. Peter Askell reports we're going to be learning tonight if the Mets' first baseman wins the baseball prize.
Alonso crushes one in the air, deep to right center. This is career home run number one for Pete Alonso.
It was hard to know on April 1st what kind of year Alonso would have. The short answer was historic.
It's astounding to think what he accomplished and how he grabbed it and ran with it right off the bat.
WCBS Mets broadcaster Ed Coleman thinks there's been no other Mets rookie like him.
I really don't think there's anybody else. David Wright's rookie season, that was fine. That was great. But
no, nobody did what Alonso did. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
A stark change in the forecast straight ahead. Craig Allen has details coming up. Here is the weather forecast from Craig Allen with a big change coming.
It is. It's 49 now and heading up to 55 to 60 for this afternoon, which is just great for this time of year. The sun will give way to increasing clouds, though, as we go through the afternoon. No precip today. Nothing for most of the night tonight. Toward morning, though, some light rain could begin to fall. It will drop off to 40 to 45, and while it's raining, the temperature will keep on falling rather than rising. 40 to 45 is where we start. It drops into the 30s for tomorrow afternoon. That means the rain, whatever is left, could mix with and change over to snow, wet snow. Most likely temperatures won't get down to about freezing until after the rain ends, but we'll keep an eye on whether or not there's any slick spots for late tomorrow afternoon. That's how cold, how fast the temperature is going to drop. Wednesday, it's sunny but windy, unseasonably cold, meaning it's more like midwinter than here we are in November, just 30 to 35 on Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.